Kuthwa ngelinye ilanga kwafika isikepe futhi sigcwele igqila.
It said one day it happened that a ship arrived full of slaves.
Niyazi phela ukuthi nini niqhamuka emadilobheni ukuthi kuhambe kuhambe kumenyezwa nasemaphepheni ukuthi ngosuku oluthile kuyoba khona indali.
Now you know how it's announced, you who read newspapers, that they announce a sale, that on a certain day there will be a sale.
Nina emaphandleni emakhaya niyazi ukuthi kuhambe kuhambe kwaziwa kosuku oluthile kuba kuyoba khona indali yenkomo.
Or you in the rural areas, you know that maybe now and then there's a cattle sale.
Awazi ukuthi inkomo yakho iyothengwa ubani, mhlawumbe kuqhamuka umlungu waseGoli, mhlawumbe kuqhamuka indiya laseThekwini, mhlawumbe kufike oyikhalathi. Wena unandaba uyayidayisela inkomo yakho, awunandaba ukuthi iyothathwa ubani. Lo kipi imali enkulu uzoyithola.
You don't mind who buys your cow, somebody from Joburg, anywhere, as long as you get the right price.
Ubugqila ke kunjani?
Slavery is like that.
Kwamenyezwa ukuthi khona indali ngosuku oluthile.
It was announced that there would be a sale on a certain day.
Kukhona omunye ke obe likholwa oyisigwile esikhulu, umuntu obe nesihle. Wathi ake ngiye ngizobona ukuthi kwenzwani lapha endalini.
And there was a certain gentleman, a Christian, who was very wealthy, and he decided to go along to this auction sale just to see what it was like.
Kuthiwa lo muntu ube nesihle esidabukela abantu.
He was a compassionate man. He had feeling for humanity. And he was very wealthy.
God elikhol.
But a Christian.
Watsuka waya khona ngalelo langa kube ngayi lemhlangano yendali yabantu kodwa ngalelo langa waya.
He wasn't used to going to auction sales of people, but that day he went.
Wafika khona half hour ngaphambi kokuthi indali yabantu yegqila iqale.
He got there half an hour before the auction was to begin.
Laba bantu bathengwe kwelinyizwe balethwe la bezodayiswa. Laba abe business sebefuna iprofit.
Now they had been bought in a foreign land and brought to this country, and those that owned them wanted to get a profit.
Lesi sigwile sikhulu sahamba sabuka beku njengalezi ibonda kodwa zincane lezi njengezinsika lezeziphakathi bekuyinsika zensimbi abantu beboshiwe maqakaleni eyinyaweni zombili bafana beboshwa la maqakaleni faka iketa ngelisindayo bese boshelwe esibondeni sensimbi.
And the slaves were manacled to a pillar thicker than the one in the middle there.
Wahamba wabuke yokuqala wadlula wabuke yesibili wahamba wayobuke yesithathu.
Now he went and he looked at the first, the second, the third.
Why is a fig and tombazaneni eno 16 years?
Then he came to a 16-year-old girl.
Bakona abano 16 la ke sinibona nini no 16.
Who are you of your 16?
Bapho no 16.
16 years old here.
Abekho ba no 16.
Are there none?
Nangu ya. Munye nje nango munye nampa bani abano 16 kusho ukuthi le ngiyabonga le ngane ke yentombazana ibe no 16.
This girl was 16.
Kwathi ukuthi wayebe kuyintombi enhle.
And she was a very pretty girl.
Uma isigwili sifika kuye simfike ekhali nyembezi zehle sigobhoze njengompompi yamanzi.
And the rich man, when he got there, he found this girl weeping profusely. And he was heartbroken by her condition. He said, "Daughter, why are you crying?" And she lifted up her eyes to see this man that was speaking to her.
What are uncles?
She said, "Sir,
ngisigcilakazi njengokuba uyibonele.
I'm a slave, as you can see.
Angisabi ukusebenza.
I'm not afraid of working.
Nobugqila, nginikele kukho.
Even slavery, I'm committed to it.
God doesn't care. He calls for love. Umuntu yambona loya.
But then I cry. I'm crying because of that person. You see that one over there.
Uthi lona onobuso bomvu.
That one with the red face.
Onamehla bomvu.
And red eyes.
Unobuso bubi. Ubuso bungenasi sihle.
He's got a terrible face with no compassion, pitiless.
Ubuso bolaka.
A face full of anger.
Ubuso bgwele ubulwane.
An animal-like face.
She
said, I'm so afraid that he might buy me. She said, if he had to buy me, what would I be?
Wathi ngimpawulile.
She said, I've noticed him. Abathengi
bebehla benyuka yena ube la kimi nje ehle nyuka amehlo akhe ayengasuki kimi.
She said, I've noticed him that he comes and he looks especially at me.
Engibuka phambili engibuka emuva edlula nje amehlo akhe akimi. Athi hawo umcabango nje ukuthi ngithengwe lo muntu uyangibulala.
He looks at me all over and I fear I'll die if I get bought by him.
Wathi angazi ukuthi ngiyoba yini uma ngithengwa lo muntu.
She said, I don't know what I'll be if I'm bought by that person.
Esakhuluma naye umbhidi ubeseqatha.
While she was still telling him, the bidder, the auctioneer, began to start.
Vele kuthatha umuntu ayiswe phakathi kwendilingi abathengi bahleli bazungeze. Itafula njengokuba sihleli la kodwa right round sekuzothathwe lo muntu ngeketanga umuntu alokhu uzadonse iketanga ahudule iketanga amise phambili bese umuntu obhidisayo athi ya ubani uzokhipha 10 rand athi mina 15, 20, 25 kanjalo bhidweke ogcina-ke uzomthola.
And then the person with the manacles and chains would be dragged into the center of the audience and they would bid and the highest bidder would get the person.
Manje nyaze endalini kulethwa lezi ezibizayo kahla.
Now you know in an auction they usually get the most expensive ones.
Uma kuyindali yenkomo kulethwe eyiphambili.
At a cattle sale, they often bring the best ones first and the poorer ones later. Or different furniture and things, it would be that first. Now she was in the middle.
And
then the auctioneer said, bring this 16-year-old girl.
Baham, kiye. Kaluki khutul eza ekhutula lezi lamaketanga sindayo uyomiswa phambi kwabo kuthiwa iphenduka inkomo phenduke ibonwe ihambe inyathele bayibone yonke.
She came
bonke ukuthi babone ukuthi inhloboni ngoba lo bhidisayo ufuna imali enkulu.
Came dragging
nine ntombenhle
the chains
nine no 16
came dragging the chains and was showed so that everybody could see her properly. He wanted to get the highest price.
Wathi ubani angasho ukuthi angakhipha malini ubani obhide kuqala lesi sikhwaa.
Said who'd bid first and it was this
umuntu ongahleki ongenawo umusa umuntu olaka umuntu oyisidakwa umuntu ophila impilo yobulwane.
This evil beast-like face, this evil and nasty face, that evil look on his face, he was the one that bid it first.
Kuthiwa lesi sigwili sahlabeka sathi hawu kanti kunjalo ngempela.
And the rich man was struck in his heart and he said, so it is really like that.
What a 10. Bita yena kuqala.
He started at 10.
Kuthwa lo onesihle. What 15.
Then this compassionate man, he said 15.
Lo, what 25.
The other said 25.
Shaya phezulu. Lo onesihle, what 30.
This compassionate man said 30.
The
other said 50.
Lonesihle at 51.
This compassionate man said 51.
Athi khulu.
The other said 100.
Lonesihle at 101.
This compassionate man said 101.
Kuthwa bevutha lo mubi.
And this
uma kungathiwa ukubuka ngabulala isigwili bese waphansi sife.
This evil man was furious. And if looks could kill, the rich man would have been dead.
1,000. Lo mubi.
Finally said 1,000, this evil man.
Isigwili said 1,001.
1,001, the other said.
Lentombazana iyakhala la. Ithi hawu Nkulunkulu. Hawu. Uma ngathengwa lo onesihe, kungabi lo. Osa uthi uvala ubethe uvala nalo uvalo indlela bemsaba ngayo ethi kodwa ngiyoba yini kuthi ngiyofa ngelanga uma ngibuswa yilo athi mhlambe futhi kungcono ngife kunokuba ngihlale ngoba ngizoba yini usuku nosuku uyoba isihogo kimi.
And this girl was terribly afraid that this evil man might successfully buy her, and she said, "Well, I'd rather die than live with that
man."
Finally, they were bidding amounts of money that were mountainous.
Kube ngathi sekuphuma umlilo emehlweni.
Ala umuntu
onobuso bomvu.
Fire came out of this, the eyes of this evil man.
Isigcino wafika lo mubi wamshaya lo ngehlombe kube ngathi uyamphosa phansi.
And then this
wenzani?
Evil man came and he knocked this rich man on the shoulder and pushed him aside and said, "What are you doing? Leave her, she's mine." As if though he wanted to push him and completely aside and push him to the floor. The rich man got up again, quiet. Then the evil man said, "Well, this is my final bid. And I cannot bid any higher." And then he bidded the highest amount he could manage.
Wafana no Herode obeqonywa uHerodia ingane yakhe isina ethu half walokhe sethintwa inyama yakhe ngokusina ngokudansa.
Like Herod, when his when Herodias' daughter was dancing, he was so aroused by it. He said, "Half of my kingdom I will give to her." And then she said,
"What is some keeper of Kina Yonk? What is you keeping?"
And he said, "Here is not my final amount that I can afford." And this rich man got up, having been bumped to the floor. And then he added a little bit more than that amount. Then the auctioneer said, going, gone. And then he said, "Well, here's the key for her." Gave it to the rich man, said, "She's yours."
And
this evil man, in his fury, he stormed out swearing.
Isigwili esikholwayo sathatha ukhiye sayintombazaneni shaya ukhiye qaqa la maqakaleni iketanga elisindayo qaqa la wathi ndodakazi ngikuthengile. ukhulekile manje ifreedom ingeyakho awusigcila samuntu khululeka ungahamba lapho yakhona thanda khona ungaphila noma yiphi impilo oyithandayo oyifunayo.
And then the rich man said, he firstly unlocked her, took off her manacles and said, now I've bought you, I've paid the price, you are free to go, you are no man's slave, you can do as you please.
He said, daughter, you are free. Ndotagaz, khululiwe. Ungaya lapho uthanda khona. Uphile impilo noma yipi, ngikhululile.
You can do as you wish, because I've set you free, daughter.
Kuthiwa intombazana yawa phansi emadolweni.
And she fell on her knees.
Zaphila phinda zagobhoza iinyembezi.
And again she cried profusely.
Wabamba izinyawo ngezandla zakhe ngqi.
And she held on to the feet of this man.
Wathi Nkosi yam.
And said, sir, my lord.
Ngeke ngiye la ngithanda khona.
I won't go where I want to go.
Ngeke ngiphilele.
I won't just live for myself.
Ngiyokela lokho engikuthandayo
ngempela. This is what I want to do.
Ngeke ngihlukana nawe. Ngizoba isigqila kazisakho.
I'm not going to part from you. I'm going to be your slave.
Futhi ngiyokhonza zonke izinsuku zokuphila kwami.
And I'm going to serve you all the days of my life.
Angake ngikhohlwe ongenzele kona ukuba ungithenge ungikhulule kuleyo ndoda enobuso obomvu.
I will never forget what you've done for me in having redeemed me from this evil looking man.
Futhi ngiyoba oqala nga oyisigqilakazi oyokhonza ngenhliziyo njengami.
And I will be the first slave to serve like I will serve with all my heart. I will serve you in a way that is better than any other slave. I will serve you not as a slave, but because of the love I have for what you've done for me.
What in course, give umele, give ulandele. Ngeke ngihlukane nawe.
Sir, please allow me to go with you. I'm not going to part from you.
Yabona le ndaba. Kimi ngithi ifana tu nendaba kaJesu.
You see, this story to me is exactly like the story of our Lord Jesus.